Do you actually need 10,000 steps a day? I'm Hamza Aziz, the producer of the Talking with Dogs podcast. You might know Talking with Dogs from their popular YouTube channel. Is 10,000 steps a myth, or is it the key to better health? Let's find out.
How many steps should you be getting?
Okay, this is a common question. Everyone talks.
Right?
Oh, yeah. 10,000 steps.
We've heard that sitting is the new smoking.
Yes.
But
light up.
In any case, the question is,
yes,
how many steps are enough to get the benefits of walking?
And more importantly, where did this 10,000 steps thing even come from? And is it even real? Is it validated? Is it justified?
Seems a little rando to me.
It seems ironic that it would work out so perfectly that 10,000 is the right number.
Turns out that it's not quite, actually.
It's not quite random, and it might not be 10,000.
It might not be. All right.
Let's stick to the end. Leave a comment if you feel strongly about getting your steps and how many steps you like to get or how many you do get. Everyone's like, they wear it like a badge. You know, I get 17,000 steps a day.
Yeah, and the weird thing is we're going backwards here because a step is not a universal measurement.
Nope.
That would be the way you described it in the maybe 1200s.
Yes.
Right? The house is 4,000 steps yonder. Yeah. Right? No, but
back when they talked about cubits and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. How many cubits? Noah's Ark,
right,
for example, exactly, was measured in steps and cubits. But then we came up with like standardized things like.
Sure, like a metric system.
But in the imperial system has a leg up on steps.
Okay.
However,
okay,
there is a history of where counting your steps.
Okay, so where did it start?
It came from Japan.
Okay. Lots of great things have come from Japan.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of cool things are made in Japan.
Yes.
And why don't you take us down?
So Dr. Yoshiro Hatano.
What's
was
his name?
Dr. Yoshiro Hatano.
I don't think you're pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah. So in the mid-60s, worked at a university in Japan where their focus was on health and wellness, and they invented a pedometer called the Manpoke. And this stood for 10,000 steps meter. So it was a crude pedometer, kind of like nowadays your phone or your Fitbit or your watch. Like, we have everything that measures the stuff now. So they thought, well, why 10,000? It's a nice round number.
Yeah.
It's an attainable goal. And they thought that it was enough activity to justify or result in significant cardiovascular benefits. So there was a little bit of research that showed this, but it was pretty soft back in the day. But this was adopted in Japan as a way to promote people to be more physically active. And then the rest of the world said, hey, Japan's kind of on something. They're a fit nation.
Yeah. Yoshi's on to something.
Yeah, let's do this. So it was adopted globally. But then when we started looking at the research, we said, well, have they done any papers to look at the amount of steps that translate into health benefits? And what did we find?
We found that there is definitely a health benefit to it. And 10,000 is not the magic number.
Okay.
Most of the papers found that once you get over about 7,000 steps, you then experience the law of diminishing returns, which means more is not as much better as less.
Agreed.
Okay, so up to 7,000, huge benefits.
Yep.
Once you get over 7,000, still some benefits, but not as much benefits as those first 7,000.
Yep.
And once you get up too high, you know, you're getting to like 20,000.
Yep.
As a lot of people do, well, if 10,000 is good, I'm doing 20,000.
That's right.
Like this guy here. Then what happens is you start hurting yourself, possibly, right? You start wearing and tearing some joints, and actually you could do some harm.
Right.
So Yoshi was pretty smart when he came up with this 10,000.
100%. What we would say is that some are like, well, 10,000, that's too much for me, or 7,000, that's too much for me. Any steps are better than no steps. That's the first thing. So they've done some studies that have shown even 2,000 steps a day have potential benefits of increasing your joint mobility, reducing your stiffness, improving the circulation in your legs, improving your mood just from sitting around too much. So any steps are good. Yeah, that sweet spot seems to be in the 7 to 10,000 range. And as far as pace, obviously the faster you walk, the more cardiovascular benefit you're gonna get. Because then you're like, well, really, does it matter if I'm walking super slow and my heart rate's not going up, am I getting benefit? Yes, you are still getting benefit. You're getting different benefits than higher heart rate type activities.
Yeah, I mean, as compared to what? Compared to sitting there.
Yes.
Even if you have a job where you have to sit, if you can get up even just for a minute an hour, a minute an hour is better than nothing.
Yes. Right?
So really in that first part, there's a ton of benefit. It's really dose-related response. Anything you do is better than nothing. The more you do is good. It peaks around 7,000.
And I feel like for the last 8 years of our channel, we've always been like, just do something.
Do something.
Anything. Find something that you like, something you're willing to do. And most people say, well, you know what? I can walk a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you do have mobility issues and you struggle with something that causes trouble, first walk 50 steps,
get your
then
walker,
100, and then 200. You will use a walker, use a mobility aid, but you'll develop tolerance and endurance when you do this stuff on a daily basis, but commit to it and make it important and make yourself accountable. Because nowadays, almost everything will count your steps, it seems.
I wonder if when the TV remote was invented, mortality went up.
For kids, maybe, because when I was a kid growing up, changing the channel was the kid's job. You're sitting there watching TV,
get up,
and then
change the channel.
Click, click, click.
Adjust the rabbit ears.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Okay, so there are three specific studies that we're going to highlight that have shown a very specific benefit from the steps. So the first one is in JAMA 2021.
Peanut butter and
JAMA. Yeah, 2021. This is a study of 2,000 women. And what they found is that over 7,000 steps, there was a 50 to 70% reduction in mortality compared to people that got less than 7,000 steps.
Yeah.
And obviously, these are not specifically randomized controlled trials because it's hard to control for that kind of stuff. But what they did is observational studies, and they removed confounding variables to say, listen, this level of activity reduces your risk of dying by 50 to 70%.
Significant.
It's impressive, actually. Very impressive.
Just getting up and walking.
Get up and do it. Okay, number two.
Another study in The Lancet. Yep. What do you do if you have an unsightly boil?
Oh, my. Lancet.
Don't leave me hanging.
Lancet.
Yeah, Lancet. In The Lancet, 2021, study of over 78,000 adults.
Big study.
Found that walking up to 10,000 steps
yep.
did improve mortality and morbidity, and the results tapered off after 7,000 steps. So the sweet spot was 7,000 steps. Beyond that, a little bit of benefit, not as much as up to the 7,000 steps.
And third one, similarly in JAMA 2019, a study in postmenopausal women showed that reductions in mortality took place up to about 7,500 steps a day. But once you got past that 7,500 mark, that's where the sweet spot kind of was. So
Yoshi was on to something.
Yeah, so the take-home message I would say is get some steps. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a number, somewhere in the 7 to 10,000 range, which we were looking earlier, depending on the size of your step, that's in the 4 to 8 kilometer per day range, which is
it's a pretty decent
honorable
hike.
Amount of steps for sure.
Decent hike.
And you can break it up. It doesn't have to be all in one session. It's just cumulative steps per day. And actually a lot of fitness and weight plans have actually made this like a non-negotiable. So people are walking around their house at the end of the night. I'm at 9,500. I just really want to get to 10,000 to make themselves accountable for this. So there is some science behind it. So 7 to 10,000 more is not necessarily better. You can look for other ways to improve your health generally.
Doesn't count if you tie your Fitbit to your dog.
No, or your kid.
Nope. It's got to be you.
Yeah.
And so basically, it doesn't cost anything
nope.
to get up and walk.
It's
pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have shoes, you don't have to wear them.
Yeah. Some people think grounding is important, walking around bare feet and getting in touch with the electromagnetic kind of sensations in the ground.
So, really?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's called grounding. We can look into it for another video.
Yeah.
Someone's going to leave a comment about grounding that's really important.
Okay. We won't touch that one here. It's not expensive.
Nope.
It's easy to do. It doesn't require any real skill sets.
And it can literally save your life or extend your life.
Yeah. Now, you, like you said, you may have poor mobility, but there are things you can do to accommodate your mobility, right? Physiotherapists, occupational therapists have a whole host of things they can do to help you with your mobility if you need it. Walking aids, different devices, walk with a friend, whatever it takes. But this is one of the easier prescriptions that we're giving you.
Totally
agree. Get your steps in.
So leave some comments. Let us know what you think about the 10,000 steps. If you like this video, please like it. Subscribe to our channel.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health, and you're in charge of how many steps you take in a day.
See you next time.